Here's a scene being repeated thousands of times a day somewhere in America. You may even see yourself in the scene. Two women have stopped by the cosmetics counter of a large department store. They've been lured by a salesperson holding out the latest Wonder Foundation or skin cream. Or the two women caught a glimpse of themselves in the makeup mirror sitting on the counter. One woman is 23, in the prime of her youthful looks. But she frowns when she catches a glimpse of herself in the mirror. Her hair doesn't look quite right to her. Maybe it's the fault of the new hairstyle she tried. Her skin looks dull, and ever since she started reading weekly tabloids, she's been critical of her thin lashes and a neck that isn't glamorously long and thin. With a sigh, the young woman sits down and asks to try the new product. Anyway, the beauty game is still fun for her, and it takes only a few minutes before she's eagerly trying several other trendy products. The other woman has perched on a stool close by. She's a few years over 40, and looking out of the corner of her eye, she's envious of the young woman. So fresh, so untouched by age. Catching sight of herself in the mirror, this older woman catches every flaw, every wrinkle that's beginning to show, either real or imagined. For her, it's work to keep herself looking acceptable, forget beautiful. She needs all kinds of products just to stop feeling insecure. This is a scene we want to abolish from your life and from the life of any woman of any age who devotes time, energy, and emotion in search of beauty. We want you never again to feel insecure about your looks. For most women, feeling beautiful is connected to feeling lovable and desirable. We want you to stop being insecure about those two things too. Beauty, love, and desirability are yours to possess naturally. This we promise. There's a great journey awaiting you that will restore you to your natural beauty, rekindling the inner light that shines from every child but somehow got dimmed over the years. What has faded isn't your beauty, because that will always be your birthright. What has faded is your optimism, confidence, and sense of control. This book will show you how to restore them, and then the light of beauty will rekindle itself naturally and for the rest of your life. What is beauty? The journey to radical beauty begins with the most basic question. What is beauty? We feel that a new definition is sorely needed, and society is ready for one. Beauty is no stranger. In many ways, we're obsessed by it. As you move through your daily life, you inevitably encounter the word beauty. If you glance up while shopping at your local pharmacy, you'll find numerous aisles stocked with products claiming to make you more beautiful. There are countless magazines and websites dedicated to beauty, teaching us different ways to lose weight, choose the perfect lipstick, create smoky celebrity eyes, and copy the latest hairstyle trends. If you stop and look around at our culture, the concept of beauty seems very important. But what exactly is beauty? And when you think of the word, what does it mean to you? The mainstream media provides an onslaught of images and messages about beauty that are meant to sell products. If you believe these messages, you might be inclined to think that beauty is defined by the external, having perfectly formed facial features, an on-trend hairstyle, and a physical shape that matches up with the current idealized expression of beauty, such as being pencil thin but having a perfectly rounded bottom. If you don't naturally possess these beautiful qualities, you've been led to believe that the primary way to bolster your own beauty is to fill your drawers with makeup and skincare products, while preening your hair with highlights, blowouts, and chemical straightening treatments. It may also seem mandatory to spend a sizable portion of your waking hours at the gym, experimenting with the newest workout class to sculpt the perfect figure. We've been taught to believe that when it comes to products, treatments, and workouts, more equals better results, and therefore more beauty. Unfortunately, this definition of beauty is all about image. There's nothing new about defining beauty externally. It's the equivalent of empty calories. They seem appealing at first, and then you end up with an unsatisfied feeling. The specifics of what is considered beautiful may shift as one fad fades in favor of another, but one thing remains constant: our fascination with beauty. People have appreciated beauty and grasped for it for centuries, beginning with the earliest human civilizations. Ancient Egyptians and Babylonians used primitive forms of kohl eyeliners to dramatize their eyes. In ancient Greece, women applied rouge made from crushed mulberries to brighten their cheeks. Images of porcelain-skinned, sleek-haired women have been discovered painted onto centuries-old Asian rice paper scrolls. While the shape and size of idealized features vary between cultures, there tend to be a few commonly held beliefs about beauty. First, there is the idea that beauty is a limited and fleeting commodity, as if being beautiful is reserved only for the young and a small, genetically gifted portion of the population. Another widely held conviction in many cultures is that beauty is a relative phenomenon, meaning that it is measured by comparison against others. One woman's hair or eyes are beautiful only if they are more beautiful than another woman's. This idea perpetuates the unfortunate and unnecessary rivalry that is still far too common among women.